like LeBron in those type of situations. You put LeBron in that type of situation, and LeBron is a playmaker.
LeBron,
he's not that type of player.
That's
a,
like,
he can, but he's not an actual player.
LeBron is a brilliant basketball player. That's what people don't give him enough credit for. He's so physical and his agility, like all that. He's brilliant as far as basketball.
That's why Jordan was so good.
Yeah. Recruiting. KD is just a true talent.
We can hoop. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We so good at hooping, but now LeBron is like a different. He's like a savant.
LeBron was trying to figure out how to win.
KD, he was out there.
He's just working.
I'm going to keep what been working.
Exactly.
That's what he's been doing.
Ain't no adjustments, ain't no nothing. Like, no, he told the perfect quote for that, what you said, like he told the reporter. He was like, I'm Kevin Durant. I'm KD. Mm-hmm. That's his thought process. It ain't like, oh, I need to fix this to get better. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to come from 3-1 down like LeBron would. It's like, well,
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do me.
It's going to work. Once you get 30 years old, once you ain't got a good coach over there, then I'm KD shit don't work.
No, it don't matter.
Yeah, you are KD.
Because the Celtics, they be rotating. Like, everybody be on that bench.
Young KD would be lighting their ass up. Young KD, he's aged, and he's had significant injuries. He old, bro. He old.
The turnover is killing me.
He's the main
He was in the whole season. He get a lot of leeway because I know the white privilege thing, but he genuinely good.
He just fucked up last night, though.
Tell us what's happening.
Oh, now the excuses. See, y'all always making everybody making excuses for the white man. If that was LeBron, y'all wouldn't be saying that shit.
That was the first game back.
Man, no. No excuses. Watch, they're going to lose this series. Now that he come back, they're going to lose this series.
Oh, blame him for the whole series?
Yes.
Two games.
Yes.
The whole series is going to be his fault.
Did they win those first two games? They won the first three, and they were up 2-1. You can't watch they lose.
He had
30
and 10 yesterday.
No, Luka.
Okay.
Like 7 boards. It's like any
least. Look at his stat pads. He the white Russell Westbrook.
Don't do that.
That's for the road. When I was watching that Philly game, and I was like, man, is Embiid the best player in the NBA right now?
I guess he is.
If Embiid had a serviceable teammate, he'd probably have a ring right now. If it wasn't Ben Simmons, if they didn't sell Ben Simmons as the number two, and he got real help in there that year, they posted maybe that run when he was not taking layups and shit, they would have won the title. He was at
that was the time.
Man, that was it.
But now he got rebuilt with Harden.
But
we don't know if that's going to work.
He was able to tell me that. Right.
If you could take this Embiid, they would have won.
All right. Even with what they had, he probably would have won it. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, he would
have. That would have beat Toronto.
Speaking of Ben, they saying he's supposed to play next game.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what this
going to
I don't know what that's going to change, but they saying reports ain't out.
He going to lock down Jason Tatum.
If he comes, what if he comes back? What if he comes back and then win 4 straight?
I feel like, all right, I respect Ben Simmons. I like him as a player. I really have nothing against that man. He's just not dynamic.
He's the person
enough.
That they're trying to make.
Him. No.
Yeah. The person he don't pull no gravity.
And the question is, how is Steve Nash going to integrate him in the system?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because he was
Steve Nash is a coach, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's just over there as an ambassador. He's being right. I'm not the dude over on the side.
Yo, when they interviewed him heading into the fourth quarter, this man legit said, this is just how the game goes. Something along those lines is what he said. I'm like, what? That's your adjustment? Is that the game goes like this?
Oh my God.
I'm like,
Jason Garrett. That's what we mean.
Yeah, Jason Garrett. Yes.
It's going to be interesting to see what Ben Simmons does. Because again, he ain't played in like over a year.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We don't know if he's been working out. We don't know if he got any reps with the team. We don't know what he be doing in practice. Right. We have no idea. And all I want is him to make a free throw.
No, he's
all over. I want him to
free throw. He gonna come out shoot threes.
He better
light it up.
If he does, I'll be happy for him. Even if we lose, I just want to see the man.
I want to see.
Be happy for him. Because right. They was shitting on that man like he was
just so
good.
People would shut up. You're right. I like to see just so people would shut up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just so you can say.
Because he's not trash. He has good defense. He's the biggest point guard. So like other point guards really can't stop him for real.
Okay.
So, and but he played with a 1-3 kind of like just no shot at all.
Don't put me on a team with Embiid and expect me to be like the number two.
That's not him.
Yeah. Like being the number three with KD and Kyrie.
Yeah.
But you can eat so, if you're there all year. If you in
my question is though, like, do you think he's okay with being on the team?
That was the biggest problem with him, is he wasn't being number one. Then I'm gonna start questioning you as a person because you're telling me you don't want to take shots and free throws and you passing up layups and you don't want to be that dude in Philly. But now I'm putting you in three-way. You ought to be comfortable when you ought to flourish and it's two niggas taking all the darts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways. You got to be one or the other.
He got to improve.
He got to be one or the other. The spotlight was too big. Take your spot right here. Play within what you're going to do. Let's see what you do.
So who won the trade? Did Philly win the trade or did Brooklyn win the trade?
As of right now,
yeah,
I was good. The pressure that James Harden takes off of Tyrese Maxey is big right now.
Maxey's hooping too.
Maxey's
not much hooping.
Because right now, essentially, all you got is what? Seth Curry or which Curry is it?
Yeah, Seth Curry for Harden.
That's all you really done, right?
Andre Drummond.
And Drummond.
And Drummond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you gave up Harden for Curry and Drummond.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that you started.
James Harden really be getting overshadowed, which I mean, I feel like he don't care about being a guy no more. So he don't really
this
mind.
This what he's
yeah. He don't really mind it. Embiid getting all the fame in this.
I'm glad Embiid finally got two dudes that ain't pretending like they want to be number one. I'll let you have it. You got it, bro. Just let me come in and play my part. I think that's what Harden and Maxey. I think that's what Embiid.
Maxey's starting to shine. Like this whole playoff series to me has been all the young guys finally starting to shine.
Jordan Poole,
Yes. Jordan Poole, Desmond Bane, all those guys.
Anthony Edwards are looking good.
All
the young guys looking good.
Now Maxey didn't have 11 points yesterday.
Edwards been hooping so well. I think it really can't.
No,
it's not that.
No.
You need.
Any smoke.
Can't.